Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Matter of fact, my husband and I go every 6 months for checkups. I'm 72 and he's 69, and our blood work's good. And so the doctor asked me in January, what are you doing? Just like the commercial. And I told her Balance of Nature. I was telling her about the price and what it does. So my doctor said she was supposed to start ordering it too. So I just want to say thank you. And we're not liking it. We're loving it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Show today. We will not stop until we figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You might say bomb cyclone is blowing up.
A lot of people are using the term bomb cyclone. Now, I'm told the name is actually rooted in the science of the weather.
Trending sounds like something from a movie.
Process we call bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
Is that what we're about to get hit with?
Well, I would go old.
Some calling this a winter bomb cyclone.
Bombogenesis definitely sounds like a scary term. A bomb cyclone is a low pressure system that has undergone bombogenesis. So you basically have a storm that is rapidly intensifying.
So this low pressure system is going to be very active. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. It's really going to result in some precipitation, so you may want to bundle up and put on your galoshes.
Are you tired of little boys trying to talk like weathermen, telling you what the weather may or may not be? Then turn to News 4's John Mackey and his storm tracker AccuCast. John Mackey doesn't just tell you about the weather. He grabs that bird weather and pounds it into little pathetic shards, then shoves those shards into your face.
I'll get you inside the storm. I'll let you live the storm. Be the storm.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you listening. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Hi. Well, welcome to the show. Can I say? So much to talk about today, as you could probably imagine. Geez, what do we even start with? Let's start with the weather. That was from basically 2018, the bombogenesis. We got to hear about that consistently on the news. It was a term they just kept propping up and putting out there. It was the most bizarre thing. Anyway, bombogenesis. Anyway, we do have some weather. We do have some weather.
Yeah.
Texas, you're feeling it.
When I was a kid, mm-hmm. I lived in Rochester, New York.
Sure.
And I was often frightened when they started using the term lake effect.
Lake effect?
It's a lake effect storm.
Really?
Yeah, that's when the cold air was blowing over the lake, picking up ice.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
Yeah. The lake effect here.
Yeah. And yes, the weather is bad. People don't have power. Yes. And even my own daughter sitting in -4, you know, degree weather. I totally get it. And the weather, not having electricity, not having all of those things can surely make life difficult. This happens all the time, though. And I think one thing to remember, too, is that we had this in 1989. We had this in 1949. There's so many cold spells that happen. I mean, even look at 2018, bombogenesis. I mean, honestly, it's cyclical. It has nothing to do with climate change, fear propped up on propaganda. This is just cyclical. Yeah.
You know, another thing to remember mm-hmm. is that somewhere in one of your closets
yeah.
is a Monopoly game. And if you play by the rules, they can last for days.
That's so true. Oh, that is so true. So yes, in 1989, they had the cold snap. Cars and pipes really suffered. Broken down cars all over the highways on North and Central Texas. In fact, the weather went into the minus degrees. Deep freeze, they called it in 1989. And so this is nothing unusual. It happens, and you get through it just like we did then. And just like we did. And isn't it kind of interesting, given the date of this, right, 1989, they were pushing global warming. that we would all be dead a decade from then. Isn't that interesting?
Anyway, that's why it ended up becoming climate change.
Yeah, because Al Gore went out there, won the Oscar for his terrible, horrid lie of a movie, and that was all based on, in 2013, you were going to fry on the sidewalk like a fried egg, and we were in the middle of a cold spell in 1989.
Yeah, I mean, he went to a meeting and he said, guys, it's really hard to push this global warming thing when it's 10 below zero.
Yeah, so then two decades later, they were pushing. But a decade before this, they were trying to say that we were all going to die of the cold, right? You know, it's
wrong
cyclical.
Again.
It's cyclical. I had Freeman Dyson on the show, who was from Princeton. His best friend was Albert Einstein. He was one of the geniuses. And he was actually active in the climate change movement. Well, then he finally started changing his tune when Obama became president. He said, and here he was a Democrat. He was a liberal. And he said, no, you shouldn't be manipulating this the way you are. And so the news started to call him. They said that he had dementia. Nope, he was sharp cookie. I had him on the air, and everybody said, sharp cookie, in his 90s. But he died. He passed away last February. And he was still out in the news, even a year before his death, talking about the fact that this was all nonsense. The whole climate change thing was nonsense. Everything was cyclical. And what they were doing with carbon dioxide was absolutely strange to him. He could not understand how they were selling that the way they were as the danger. It's amazing. But so grateful I got to have an interview with him before he passed away, because he was actually on the forefront of that whole movement. And he was a Jason scientist. Yeah.
See,
so
what?
He should have propped up the narrative, because they usually do. The Jason scientists do prop up the narrative, but not him.
Why is it that people like that don't live to be 200?
I don't know. I wish. I wish. Because he was so sharp when I had him on the air. He was so great. But he called it out, and he wasn't afraid to do so. So, yes, the weather happens, and what can I say? So a couple of things. And by the way, before we leave this subject, how prepared are you? Is this kind of a call-out warning for anything that happens to the grid? How do you have charcoal? Do you have a camping stove? Do you have all of these things in your arsenal? Do you have ways to keep warm? Have you thought this out? Because I'm hoping that everyone listening to this show right now has really given it some thought. And I'm sure you have. We have a lot of preppers. We have a lot of people that understand that you better be prepared for anything. But this is... we're going to see more of this, whether it's manipulated weather or not, or natural weather. We're going to see more instances occur, I have a feeling. And so make sure you're prepared.
Yep.
It's a great time to do it, too, while you can, and learn from what these people are going through. If you're on medication or you have machines, I mean, you better have a generator. You better just have these things in your arsenal.
I know a person, I'm not going to name them,
okay,
but I know a person who over the years, because of the consistency of their medications that they take, they actually have a full year's supply of the medications they need.
That's awesome.
Because if you get it, like the insurance companies usually pay for the new ones 90%.
Right.
So if you build up that 10% each and every time, it starts adding up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so after 25 years of buying a particular medication, you have another year extra.
Boy, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Are doctors okay with... I think there's some doctors out there that will prescribe for emergencies, right?
For
emergencies. So make sure you're doing that. You know, it's funny. We've been commenting on COVID since the beginning of this whole scare that they threw out at us, and they locked the nation down in March, the first week of March. They locked our nation down for 27 deaths that they attributed to COVID and then later reversed, because they said that they didn't really know how to test back then. So those deaths weren't really deaths from COVID. But
they were influenza, close enough.
Yeah, they were the flu. And it was about this time, about a week ago, that we stopped counting flu. that they said that flu was so similar to COVID, gee, because the symptom list is so long and pretty much attributes to any kind of illness regarding flu or cold, that they stopped. So in Italy, they stopped on February 9th, counting the flu. And this time last year, we were told, don't be Italy, don't be Italy. And then Italy finally started realizing, I think, a little bit more about the manipulation going on. And then that left the headlines. But I just wanted us to remember that it was the first week of March that they shut our nation down. Now, if you look on the world stats on the WHO numbers, it says 18,931 people are serious today. That's the usual number for right about now with the flu. People that would be serious with the flu. That's about the exact number that it would be. Yep. So hasn't changed. In fact, I think it was in September. We had the same amount. Serious. And and like I said in a previous hour, it's not like... there are 18,000 new people every day. This is just the same 18,000 that they keep counting, okay? And so, do we have a big problem? Do we have a pandemic? Are people dying everywhere around you? Maybe you have somebody in your family that died of the flu or has the flu. Has anyone have the flu anymore? I haven't seen flu.
I think I had the flu, but they told me they couldn't test for it.
Well, you don't get any attention if you have the flu. It's only COVID.
No.
So everyone wants to know if you have COVID, but you have the flu, they go, oh.
Well,
that's no biggie.
I actually asked my wife if I could offer him $35,000 to diagnose me with the flu.
I'd take it, man. Oh, and by the way, I see health professionals putting up posts on Facebook that say this. What? I got my vaccine that you should get, and I was sick for a few days. And see, it's no big deal. Okay, despite the over, 600 deaths now by COVID vaccine? I just want to say that when we're not talking about the fact that you get sick, we're saying what's making you sick because there's no COVID in the vaccine. Let me say that again. There's no COVID in the vaccine. They admit it in the literature.
None.
That they hand you when you get the vaccine. Well, it's not a vaccine. It's gene alteration. So when you go to get your gene alteration shot, what's making you sick? Maybe the gene altering is making you sick because there's no COVID in it. But people honestly walk away going, see, the COVID vaccine made me ill for a couple of days. See, I survived. So you should take it too. Honey, for 1.5% of the nation that they're claiming even have COVID, why would you do it? Don't go in for the gene-altering shot, please. Please, please don't. There's no reason to. There's just no reason to get that. Why would you go endanger yourself like that and get these symptoms? Why? No one can tell you what's making people sick in that shot. I think we know.
There was an old video went around this weekend of the H1N1 vaccine debacle. And it was basically the story of this one woman who remained partially paralyzed after it. But
it's just so sad to me, the amount of injuries going on right now, the deaths that nobody wants to talk about. And have you noticed that right after when they die of the vaccine or the shot that they're getting and they won't attribute it?
Yeah.
They'll fight like hell to tell you that it's not.
That's not what it was.
Your loved one just dropped dead because of what? Yeah, just because you don't want to admit it came from the shot.
But when we say it wasn't COVID, that's a different story. Right. They'll argue that to the death.
Yeah, there's no COVID in that shot, as the literature will tell you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Please do not be their guinea pig. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you listening. Go to katedalyradio.com and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. That's one way that you can increase your immune system and your health is to get the number one. Boy, let me just tell you all the rave reviews that Balance of Nature gets. Balance of Nature has been around over 20 years, and they put a lot of love in this product because it's fruits and vegetables that have not been chemically treated at all. They are the finest fruits and vegetables that you can get. They dehydrate those down into just the nutrients. They give those to you capsule form. And this is an amazing product to have on hand. Make sure you order extra. I'll tell you, it's fantastic. Put the code KATE, K-A-T-E, in. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. So what are you waiting for? Make sure that you are getting this product. Balanceofnature.com. It's amazing. It really is. I wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't.
I've lost 17 pounds since I started taking it.
That's really cool.
But I've lost 2 inches off my waist.
Nice, because it helps with the sugar cravings and the cravings for carbs,
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Make sure you're taking it, too. It has everything in it, from turmeric to you name it, that can help with so many different issues going on, blood sugar issues, all kinds of things. It can help solve a lot of those problems and also really increase your immunity. So get balanceofnature.com. It really is. It's that good. So a couple of things. There's some stuff going on with gender that's kind of amazing. There is the Party of Science. This is on the New American, by the way. The Party of Science now wants to halt the research on transgender people. Why? Why? Why do they want to halt it? Because maybe it's a dead end. Maybe it's very telling. Maybe they can't get anything to back up the fact that there are more than two genders. And so what they did was there was a kind of a suspicious halt to all of this with the legal investigation. It's generally true that those kind of stifling scientific inquiries, right, fear what such may uncover. This appears the case with sexual devolution activists are now trying to ban research into so-called transgenderism. They're going to have to. Otherwise, the truth comes out. Totally amazing to me.
Can you imagine how many people are going to go stark raving mad when they find out that there really are only two genders?
Yeah, I know. I saw a big, huge, they have billboards that say, call me they. Don't deny me that. The University of California, Los Angeles, the Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior was preparing a National Institute of Health-backed study to better understand brain structures and responses from people living with gender dysphoria. Well, the study was titled Gender Identity and Own Body Perception, Implications for the Neurobiology of Gender Dysphoria, right? And so its researchers were seeking all these transgender participants when LGBT activists demanded that the study be shut down. Why? The executive director of this group, this gender justice group in LA, objected, claiming the study opens the door for advancing the highly disregarded and dangerous practice of conversion therapy. So they just said they were afraid of conversion therapy. That's how they got it shut down.
Because the only reason you'd be afraid of conversion therapy is if you believe it's a psychological problem.
Exactly. They halt anyone looking into this is basically what's going to be happening from here on out. You can pretty much bet on the fact that they don't want any kind of research done into their claims. I know that it's so strange to think that we're bombarded with these kinds of messages. There are more than two genders. There's 50 genders, all of these things. And you know in your gut, and you know reasonably with logic and reason, a product of logic and reason, that these things are not true and that there are no more than two genders. What's it going to take for people to stop living in this fake weirdness of I get to dictate what's real and not? I get to dictate truth. Facts don't matter. The facts aren't mattering anymore. But I love this because they got called on their BS. They got called on it. This is fantastic, actually. Because how do you defend this? Don't do any research into this. Don't look into this. Oh, I love this. This is great. No, it's great. It's fantastic, actually. Same thing with the Lincoln Project. The donations, see this hate, this Trump hate group, right? And this was by Court Kirkwood, appeared doomed, right? The Lincoln Project donations page at the website deactivated. Everything's inactive. I found that to be kind of interesting. These things don't sell because there's no truth behind them. The Lincoln Project, It's kind of like this. When Tucker Carlson, let me give you a big, huge news lie. Tucker Carlson, when he was talking about this, did this brilliantly. Here you go. This is Tucker Carlson talking about the death at the Capitol that they kept calling was a mob-induced death of the officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here's a big, huge lie for you that was invented by the New York Times, of course. Here you go.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with
now it's
a fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm.
Capitol Hill police officer beaten to death with a fire extinguisher by a white supremacist mob. It's horrifying. And that is the story they were telling. It's a story they still are telling. That account forms the basis of the myth that Democrats have constructed around January 6th. Sicknick's remains lay in state at the Capitol building. Streams of politicians, the very same people who just months before had told us that cops were racist by definition, those same people praised Brian Sicknick as a hero. They had finally found a police officer who served their political uses. Kamala Harris and her husband, for example, arrived to pay their respects, and as they did, they said not one thing about defunding the police. But in fact, the story they told was a lie, from beginning to end. Officer Sicknick was not beaten to death, not with a fire extinguisher, not with anything else. According to an exhaustive and fascinating new analysis on Revolver News, there's no evidence that Brian Sicknick was hit with a fire extinguisher at any point during the day. None. No video, nothing. The officer's body apparently bore no signs of trauma. In fact, on the night of January 6th, long after rioters at the Capitol had been arrested or dispersed, Brian Sicknick texted his brother from his office. According to his brother, Sicknick said he'd been, quote, pepper sprayed twice and he was in good shape. 24 hours later, Officer Brian Sicknick was dead. How did Officer Sicknick die? The head of the Capitol Police Union has said he had a stroke, no cause given. More than that, we still don't know. Sicknick's body was cremated immediately. Authorities have refused to release his autopsy. No one has been charged in his death. No charges are pending. Whatever happened to Brian Sicknick was tragic, obviously. But it was also very different from what they have told us. They have lied about how he died. They've lied about a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet we leave him lay in state in the Capitol.
Right.
Because he had a stroke?
I know. This is why I wanted to point this out again, because we pointed this out before we left for the break, before the break of 4 days. So when this happened, this story, okay, there was no video footage. There was no eyewitness to the account. Yet look at the news and look how they portrayed this. Let me just play the first 10 seconds of this.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned.
Now, that seems pretty, they're pretty articulate about making it a fact. It happened, and this is exactly what happened, and we know because we're the news.
But and, we don't have any evidence.
But there is no evidence, there's no eyewitness, no video, nothing. So how did they tell that story? Who conjured up the story? Well, they're saying now that the New York Times conjured up the story. And then the news repeated it as a fact. Don't ever tell me the news doesn't lie to you on a regular basis. Wow. What do you think?
The other cop that shot the lady is also a Republican, a Trump supporter. How did that happen?
Very interesting, isn't it? You know, I know that we talk about the media a lot on this show, and I know that we call them liars daily because they are. Look at how they sold the facts of that as if there was no debate.
Yeah.
They didn't even say alleged. Did you notice that?
Not
you never
once.
Heard the word alleged. You never heard that right now what we know is nothing. They sold it as a fact. And when I was on the phone with the not aired interview I did with the former counterintelligence FBI guy, he did the same thing to me off air. You're a liar. That guy, he died. He was bludgeoned to death from a fire extinguisher. No, he wasn't. He sat there and called me a liar over and over. All I'm saying is, look at the way they sold that to you and be real careful about what they sell to you next. They're doing this daily, and they never, ever went back on air and said that didn't happen.
Nope.
It came out in some articles, like maybe a couple articles, and that was it. They never came back on and said a million times again that that didn't happen. They never even acknowledged it. But they did sell that pretty good. Wow, as a fact.
I remember the days when if the news made a mistake, on the next nightly news, they talked about their mistake.
Yep. FBI came out. The coroner had to come out and say that no blunt force trauma. You never heard that he had texted his brother-in-law. You never heard all the details. And so when people say that you have to be a conspiracy theorist because you don't believe what the news says... Here's a lie for you that just they sold to you and had no problem selling to you and didn't even use any language that even deniability language at all. It was, this is a fact and we know because we're the news. So I just, it's stuff like that that drives me insane when people say, how dare you say the media is corrupt? Why would I not say that? Look at their lies.
Exactly.
Look what they prop up. Every day. They don't even go back and tell you the truth. They don't care about the truth. They only care about reading the script, which is pathetic. So, and we can talk about the cops a little bit, too. I know Tucker Carlson just mentioned that. But Minneapolis. Do you guys remember all the brouhaha about Minneapolis and what was going to, you know, happen there as far as the cops go and the situation? They were going to defund the police and everything else. Didn't they just order more cops? Interesting, right? I always think these things are kind of fascinating when they come out because the news will talk about the lie over and over again and never, ever correct themselves, ever. And they won't come out and tell you what's actually going on. So the news right now is bypassing the whole story that Minneapolis actually ordered more cops.
And even when they get caught, they don't stop. The couple in St. Louis that were defending their house.
Yeah.
The judge was removed from the case for bias. She's still suing, trying to get back on the case.
Amazing. Yep. So we'll be right back. We have to bring these things to light. You got to hear the truth. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Was like a picture, she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
Hi there. Welcome back. Yeah, that's the Wayback Machine for sure. Oh, the song Chevy Van. Anyway, I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Go to katedalyradio.com. You can donate to the show. There are three ways to do that, and we really appreciate that. It keeps the truth on the air. We are not bought and sold media, and we love it that way. We're that way for a reason. You can go to katedalyradio.com, also for the podcasts. Nearing 2 million podcast listens, and I appreciate all of you for that. So a couple of things, actually, that I wanted to bring up. So I just brought up the story about Minneapolis. What a contradiction. Don't you remember all the headlines? They were pushing to disband the Minneapolis police, and they wanted to send in social workers. But they actually approved, the city council there approved funds for more cops. Interesting. Anyway.
Well, the crime rate was getting a little high.
Yeah. gosh. You won't hear that on the news. You know, all you heard was that Minneapolis was going to disband police over and over and over again, right? Remember how it dominated the headlines? And while we're talking a little bit about the Capitol, because the only death attributed to the so-called mob, the dressed-up Antifa members, who dressed up actually pretty badly in Trump attire, by the way, really hokey Trump attire, as we're finding out now, the one death attributed to the so-called mob never happened.
That's it.
It never happened. He died of a stroke. He never died of somebody picking up a, because they weren't armed, obviously, picking up a fire extinguisher and bludgeoning him with it. That never happened. Not even close.
I suppose if you really want to stretch it, you could say they scared him so bad yelling, "Make America Great Again," that he had a stroke.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, this is, and they've actually put him in the lying in wait, you know, the.
No, they've given him huge honor. To lie in state,
I'm sorry, yes.
Is a huge, huge honor, usually reserved only for heads of state.
Yeah. Anyway. So I have to love, you know, Gateway Pundit actually put this out that he's on tape, the Michigan Senate majority. He's a Michigan state senator who is the majority leader there in Michigan. And he said the Capitol takeover was staged, hoax, and actually that McConnell was in a large part of this, wanted to have a big mess at the time when they were going to read the Electoral College votes. It's always the quiet ones. It's always the quiet ones, right? That he was behind most of this. Remember how angry he was that Trump wouldn't stay on script? Yeah. He was ready to knife that guy in the back as much as he could when he could.
That story sounds extremely plausible to me for the fact that I think there was a chance that they would have voted differently had that not happened.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, we could have actually had some bringing forth some evidence and some debate about it. But they wanted to shut it down, and they wanted to shut it down quickly. And this state senator from Michigan was saying, look, Shirky is his last name. He was saying, no, this whole thing was staged from the get-go, from day one. It was completely staged.
If you watch the videos... Mm-hmm. If you really watch all the different videos, it looks staged.
Well, yeah, they waved everybody in. They didn't break in. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Milty, did you ever listen to any communist radio propaganda in Germany?
Yeah, once in a while I'd get some if I was close enough to the East German border.
Oh, I did. I did quite regularly. And they're very good at it. They've been sharpening their skills for 170 years. But it's still the same textbook. Lie, cheat, steal, destroy, murder. It's all the same. I truly understand today why my dad hated communists just with a passion.
Yep. Thank you for that. Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
The one thing I want to say, though, is what they've gotten better at more than anything is picking their audience.
Yeah. And we don't know we're being lied to.
Right.
We don't realize it as a whole, as a country. We still think because we're America, we have some sort of free press out there, and it's absolutely a lie.
Yep, there's no such thing.
Yep, and so the press sold it as a riot. They sold it as a attack, even though there wasn't any evidence even to say it was an attack. People were waved in on camera. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hey. Go right ahead.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I read something, and I was wondering if you've had a chance to vet this or if you've heard of it.
Okay.
I didn't ever hear that Trump was asking for 10,000 National Guard troops around on January 6th, and he was denied by the Democrats. Is that something that you've heard?
I have heard that was true, but I haven't been able to vet it properly. So I did mention it on the show, but I also mentioned that we weren't able to vet it. But yes. That has been going around for some time. Yeah. Yeah. Would be interesting.
Did you know that Nancy and Mitch, that was their whole game plan. So I really wanted them to call witnesses because I wanted them to call Nancy and say, hey, what's up?
I know.
Like, why did you?
Yeah. They were afraid of witnesses.
Why did you have such little police on this day?
Right. Right.
So.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
And as
really,
soon as that happens,
really appreciate it.
Go away pretty fast.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, of course, the second acquittal for Trump's impeachment over what? Exactly what the Democrats did again.
Yep.
It's so amazing to me when I heard that. We kind of knew it was coming. We knew the acquittal was coming. But by the way, this Shirky guy from Michigan, state senator, said that the January 6th protest wasn't Trump people. He was on camera saying this. I'd play it, but it's really hard to listen to. You have to really be watching him to listen to it because there's a lot of background noise. But he said that Mitch McConnell was part of it. They wanted to have a mess so that they could impeach Donald Trump. So, you know, just wanting to bring these things to light because it's always after the fact that people start really owning up and talking about these things. Now, he's a state senator. So how much credence you give him or not is totally up to you. But I would venture to guess you have a few more people in government talking about it like this. And he was the first I've seen to name Mitch McConnell as part of the conjuring up of the fake, you know, break-in, violent protest, as they keep calling it. And the news does keep calling it that. So, anyway.
Well, President Trump came out this afternoon with a very harsh statement against Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, yeah.
Very harsh.
I saw that Lindsey Graham was trying to suck up to Trump again. You know, it's very interesting to me to watch these guys. Here he is high-fiving Kamala Harris right before everything's going on with the reading of the Electoral College votes. Yet, it's an amazing thing to watch, is it not? These people are such horrors. I mean, they're such sellouts.
It's amazing that they think the American people are that stupid.
Yeah. And are we?
A lot of them are.
Yeah. Are we? Are we that dumb? Trump's attorney pulled off his mic and walked off of the CBS interview.
Yeah.
That was good. Vanderveen. Uh-huh.
It was the same nonsense argument that, well, there wasn't really enough voter fraud to make a difference. In this case, it was, well, there really wasn't enough manipulation of evidence to really make a difference. Come on.
Yeah.
How much of this crud are we going to take before we say enough?
I know. The one good thing I was actually, I was really glad to see this this posted, though, by him. Just take a gander at the reel that they actually played in those hearings that happened. Here you go.
The House managers spoke about rhetoric.
Impeachment
about
hearings.
A constant drumbeat of heated language. Well, as I'm sure everyone watching expected, we need to show you some of their own words.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. Well, you have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
I feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Out now. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some congresspeople.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going
to... This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
And there's the Kamala cackle. Yeah, the reel of crazy. And they actually did get to play this. So I was actually really glad that they had to sit and look at themselves,
yep.
Right? Whether or not they toss that off and act like it didn't happen, whatever. But at least that was played. I thought that was a great move, and I liked it. And I was really glad because the hypocrisy, this isn't right or left. What we're talking about is just pure hypocrisy. So it's nice to have hypocrisy kind of say, you know, here's your reel of hypocrisy right in your face. And you do have to acknowledge it somewhat. That was nice.
Yep.
And we knew that it was going to end up in acquittal because we knew that the whole thing was just about demonization. They just wanted to demonize, and they got their wish a little bit. I don't think all of America's buying the demonization completely, but they got a reference point in the media that they can turn back and say, remember when they stormed the angry mob and they broke into the White House and they were violent, even though we can't tell you what violent act they did. Remember when they were violent? And so they'll keep this as a reference point from here on out. It will be, they'll never tell you the truth about it. They'll just consistently refer to it in the same language that they are now without changing a thing. So they get to pile up all their reference points. Fake reference points, but reference points. Amazing. So much to talk about today. Number one, with the weather, I do hope that you're getting prepared. I do hope that you are making sure that you have ways to light your house, have heat. I actually think we have, I'm going to say this too, manufactured weather events on the way. I do because I've studied it a lot. There's so much research. There's so much admission from government in this way. And it is something that they can control. People say they can't control the weather. Well, hooey. Yes, they can. We'll take a quick call, and then we've got to hit a break. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest reasons that they took out Trump is because he was nipping away at their base, getting, you know, the inner city and the minority community was starting to get their ears, their eyes opened up to the reality of what the Democrats were.
Right.
And that's the reason they did this. But that doesn't change the fact that it happened. And it's still out there. That minority community that's had their eyes open still have their eyes open, and their voices are now being heard in those communities.
Yeah.
So the farther they go, the more it's just going to actually make the next election more of a frustration. They're going to not know what to do.
Yeah.
When they can't cover it all up again.
True. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
If things keep moving properly, that little bit that he just mentioned that hung on now, they're awake.
Mm-hmm.
That's only going to continue to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we lay back and say, oh, well, we lost to Biden, that's it, it's all over, then that little bit will stop growing again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, the squashing of the fraud, not allowed to say fraudulent election. So we say it multiple times on this show. You're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to know that it exists. Yet right now, the news is just giving you that whole version of what's coming in 2024, who's going to be running. So Politico keeps running all these polls. Well, every one of their polls has been a lie. Every single one. Kamala won over Pence at the debate. I mean, anything they can sell you, they will. It's Politico. But now they're selling that Romney tops the list. Romney. Yeah, that one. Romney. That he tops the list for the 2024. The guy's a liberal progressive hack. Liar. He's a total liar. And yet he is, they're trying to sell this as the newest lie. I don't know. At some point, I would have thought that election would have finally woken people up to the media. We still have a lot more people to wake up to the media lies. The 24/7 media lies, the poll lies. There are just so many lies. And we just need to sharpen our skills to see through the lies. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll actually take your calls to 888-673-1450. Lines are open. Be right back.